Hello, it's Tuesday, June the 1st. It's the month of June already. And today we're in Isaiah chapter 28. And yesterday we were talking about the idealized future where God redeems his people using the metaphor of a vineyard and a garden. Here, and this happens so much in Isaiah, he goes into the future and then he comes back to his own present time. And in chapter 28, he's talking about events that are taking place in his own time and the imminent threat of Assyria. And we come back to his present. In verses 1 to 6, he talks about Ephraim. Ephraim is the northern kingdom of Israel with its capital in Samaria and the destruction of the city that took place in 722 BC. And then in verses 7 through 22, we go south to Jerusalem and to the southern kingdom. And what's taking place in the southern kingdom is that they are making an alliance with Egypt. Now, you have to think through that. They were delivered, they were given their freedom from Egypt, and now they're going to Egypt to get their freedom. It doesn't make sense, and besides which, it is contrary to what God has told them to do, namely to trust him in the process. And you see in verses 10 and in 13, he mocks them. For it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. And it doesn't translate well into English, but in the Hebrew, the words all sound the same. And it's a bit like if we were to translate it, this alliance, this agreement that they're making with Egypt, it is blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And that's really how it sounds almost in the Hebrew. And then towards the end of the chapter, from verses 23 to 29, Isaiah changes his style entirely and sounds like the book of Proverbs. He becomes Isaiah the wise one in the closing of the chapter. Now, what's the overall message of the chapter? Why is life so hard? Why is there so much severity in life? And the lesson that he wants us to learn is that we need to trust him, that things are what they are because of God's providence, and Israel need to put their trust and faith in the Lord, something that they're finding increasingly difficult to do. And that's a message for 2021 as much as it was a message for the 720s BC. Well, we'll carry on in Isaiah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.